With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Iran wrapping up talks earlier today, and a top Iranian diplomat says future discussions will be aimed at a possible deal over Tehran's nuclear program. Next round is slated for 1 week from today. Meanwhile, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump making it clear what Iran needs to do to avoid further sanctions and the bombing of its nuclear sites.
Surrender and dismantle their nuclear program, to stop their ballistic missile program that threatens us here in the United States, and to stop their support for terrorism. If they want to do those things, if they want to become a normal nation and come in from the cold, a deal is there to be had.
Senator Cotton says President Trump knows well what Iran's strategy is in calling for more rounds of talks over its program.
Drag out negotiations and interminable talks as they continue to race towards a nuclear weapon and missiles that can deliver that weapon, not just to Israel and its Arab neighbors, but also to the United States, probably in fewer years than you have fingers on your hand.
Senator Cotton interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says she and the president are fighting to improve the lives of American farmers.
America has always moved our food out to the world, and under 4 years of Biden and basically inaction and I think a little incompetence, that really shrunk. So that, along with the weather and other unpredictable elements, it's just been a tough run for our farmers.
Rollins was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Trump administration calling U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority, saying tariffs will force companies to have more products made in the U.S. to avoid steep price increases on their imports, leading to, quote, much better paying American jobs. This is SRN News. The Jesus Film Project does it again.
The famous evangelistic tool has just been dubbed into a new language for the 2,200th time, a dialect spoken in the African nation of Ivory Coast. Josh Newell, who is executive director of the JFP, says, quote, "The story of Jesus has never been more relevant or accessible than it is right now, and it's about to reach every last corner on earth. Modern technology is accelerating the process of translating the movie into more and more languages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Department of Education ruling teachers in Branham High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethnic Studies program. An investigation revealing teachers were presenting high schoolers with only the Palestinian perspective, that during class discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian war. This is SRN News. 10,000 pages of records related to the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy now released. Kennedy was shot June 5, 1968, in Los Angeles, moments after giving a speech celebrating his victory in the California primary. In the meantime, University of Virginia Center for Politics Director Larry Sabato says Secret Service procedures for presidential candidates changed right after the assassination.
As far as Robert F. Kennedy is concerned, he didn't have anything but private guards. We did not supply Secret Service protection for candidates for president until after Kennedy was killed. Then finally, we did what we should have done a long time ago. It always takes a tragedy before changes are made.
Among items released, a handwritten note by the gunman that said Kennedy, quote, must be disposed of. Sirhan Sirhan was convicted of murder. He is still serving life in prison. More details at SRNnews.com.